Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Wow, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. What a really cool show we've got planned for you. Wow. Let me just say a couple things. First off, I want to thank everybody out there for all the really cool things you've been doing, support of the show, and paying it forward. It's an incredible year so far, and we are getting ready to kick it up even more so. We've got so many things planned for you, contests, giveaways, and ways for you to participate in helping other people across the globe. So that and much more is what we're excited about. But more importantly, we are going to continue to bring you the best of the best. And tonight is one of those shows. You ever wonder why some people are absolutely incredibly successful and others not? You ever wonder if it could be something as simple as, wow, the words that they use or the thoughts that they have? Well, today's show is with a very dear friend and a colleague of mine. You know, someone that I learned a ton from early on. She's joining us here today as the author of this amazing, best-selling, award-winning book, Every Word Has Power. And she is an intensive, extensive, amazing master trainer. She's joining us here today on the show because we're going to be talking about how you can flip the switch, how you can change your energy, how you can truly create your day, each and every day, the way that you want to create it. My guest, Yvonne Oswald, is one of the most renowned and respected therapist facilitators in North America. She's coming to us here today because there is a message, a passion, and a commitment she has to help people across the globe step their game up in this world and live life full out. Yvonne, thank you so much for joining us. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. Great to be on again. Love being on your show. You're amazing.
Absolutely brilliant to have you here.
That sounds like my face.
I think I just took one from you right there.
Yeah, I think you did. That's good. It's a great word.
Yeah. It is a great word, but let's start for a minute and just talk a little bit so that we make sure we capture the range of people that might be listening to this show.
Right.
You know, there are people that have the best of the best going on in their lives and they want more of it, and there are others not so much.
Right.
And I wanted to talk to you about your work, where it began, and kind of bring everybody to where it is now and what people have said about it.
Okay, great. Well, I mean, it started when I was a child in England, and my childhood was not so great. I mean, I came from a very abusive father, and the words he used, I mean, typically he would use words like stupid bugger. That was his name for me. He never used my name. And, of course, as I grew up, I thought that all people treated others like this, and it was only when I started traveling, I lived in South Africa, I lived in Italy, I lived in Portugal, finally came to Canada, and I realized, wow, people actually treat each other nicely, and it was so surprising to me. And it was when I had Katie, when I was 42, I finally started realizing that I had to change those patterns, and I actually changed, literally for the first 3 years of her life, I didn't say no once. I changed everything as it came out of my mouth. And she was actually pulling at my skirt when she was about 10 months old. And I remember turning to her and thinking, if you don't stop crying, I'll give you something to cry for. And as I thought that, I was so not happy with myself, I actually decided from that moment that everything I said would be positive, would be powerful, and would be empowering. And what a difference in her life today. She's 15 now. She gets straight A's. Everything she goes for, she gets. And what was really interesting, Pat, was that she's very lucky. Even from being five, she used to send off her things from the TV, and I'd say, you know, a lot of children are entering this. I'll get it, Mom. And sure enough, she'd get T-shirts. There was one year she won 2 iPods and 2 guitars. And I said, no, you're not winning a guitar. She's like, yes, I have. And these things would arrive on the doorstep, and I'd be like, wow. And it was simply because I'd given her every encouragement to think she could be anything she wanted to be and do anything she wanted to do. And it really did work.
Well, you know, when we take a look at our lives and we think about what's possible, so often we go, Yvonne, we go to a place of limitation.
Mm-hmm.
I've done
exactly.
it. As a matter of fact, I did it about an hour ago.
Uh-huh.
But the point is that we don't have to stay there. And yet so many people do.
Yeah, and it's the idea is like you need to get to the point where you go, what an interesting thought. Why? What made me think that? Was it an old habit? Was it someone else told me? How can I clear it? You know, and using the techniques in Every Word Has Power, there's some phenomenal techniques for clearing away those limiting decisions and negative emotions.
You have gotten rave reviews for Every Word Has Power. And
really have.
True.
I've been really blown away with how many people are emailing me every day saying this book has changed my life.
Incredible, though.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
it's lovely.
You know, I mean, what is it about your book and about your work, really? Your book is sort of this microcosm of something bigger.
Yeah.
But what is it about what you do and how you help people that has sort of got them at this place of, oh my gosh, I can't believe how this is changing my life?
Well, what was really interesting, actually, when I started doing the book, I went through it again and again and took out low-energy words and replaced them with high-energy words. So I would replace bad with not good. And I would search on the Internet. Funnily enough, I searched on the Internet about half an hour ago, and the word positive brought up 400 million websites. The word negative brought up 200 million websites, and that's exactly the proportion. If you use low-energy words, The high-energy words have dominance over the low-energy words always because people will naturally revert to optimism eventually. If you consciously revert to optimism, if you consciously use high-energy words, it takes you into a different part of the brain. And I think I must have gone through the book at least 800 times, taking out low-energy words. And even when I was reading it later, I was still finding them thinking, I can't believe I didn't spot that one. Very interesting.
It's very interesting, and honestly, do we even know we're speaking low-energy words?
No.
I mean, let's talk about that for a second, if you don't mind.
It's totally unconscious. I've just finished a hypnotherapy training, an 8-day hypnotherapy training, and at the beginning of the week, they're all saying, well, we're all really positive, and it was so interesting because on the third day when I walked in, there was complete silence, and I said, what happened? And they said, we started talking and we couldn't talk without realizing that we were the little coins game. The coins were flying around the room, and we started thinking about what we were really saying. And it literally takes just that 3 days for you to become conscious. If you get a switch buddy and get them to change your language, you find that you start to be much more aware of what thoughts you're actually sending out.
If that's the case, and we truly are so energetically connected to our words and how we speak them and how we go about them. What is it that we need to learn so that this becomes so second nature to us? You know what I'm saying, Yvonne?
Yeah, that's a great point, actually. The idea is when you use low-energy words, it takes you to low-energy emotions. So words like bad, hard, difficult. And what the part of the brain you use in when you use those words is your limbic brain, the middle brain, the old family brain. It's a couple of hundred thousand years old. And we only began using actual words 65,000 years ago. And those words, of course, the low energy words were in use then because we were living in the jungle, there were threatening situations. These days, we're in a whole different situation and we really haven't changed the words we were using then. So when you start using the high-energy words and replacing those low-energy words, you start using a different part of your brain, the prefrontal cortex, which is just where your forehead is, and that takes you to high-energy, optimistic states.
When we take a look at our lives, we wake up some days, right? I know you've been here. I know I've been here.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we wake up some days and we think, oh, my gosh, what is this life I've created for myself? How the heck did I get here?
I know.
I mean, my goodness. You know, one day I'm doing this, and the next day I'm down and out in L.A. or something.
Yes.
I mean, but we have that realization as if it happened overnight. Does it happen overnight?
No, it takes a long time to get there. And what's very interesting, we make decisions very quickly, and our unconscious mind will very quickly give us the indication whether that decision was correct or not. Its messaging system is emotions. So you may make a decision one day, the next day you may feel not good, and not realize that it applies to the decision you made yesterday, or even an hour ago, or last year, or last month. And when you start to get that association, and immediately think, okay, I'm not feeling good, what is it that I'm not feeling good about? What was I thinking? Your unconscious mind will give you the answer immediately if you ask the question. And you'll know what needs to be looked at. The whole idea about having negative emotions, it just means you need to have more information. You need to know more. You need to search for more.
People are walking around right now, and so many people are asking the question, what is my purpose?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what is this about?
Yeah.
And, you know, there are a lot of folks that say the reason they're asking that question is because, you know, something traumatic has had to happen to them. Do we have to go through traumatic experiences?
I honestly don't think you do. I think that it happens quite coincidentally that when you do go through something not good, it's interesting, I did a PhD paper on this quite recently, and it was about, you know, what is it about something traumatic that happens to someone that makes them think about God and the big picture? Well, ideally, we want to think about that before anything traumatic happens. It usually does take a wake-up call, though, for someone to actually go, oh, okay, maybe I'm not as on track as I thought I was. And it's then that people actually start to search for the higher purpose. You know, others are a lot more enlightened and start searching for the higher purpose very young.
This is really sort of a conversation that so many people are having. You know, we've heard that there are certain things going on in the world, in corporations, in our lives. And yet some folks believe that it's got to be more than just the way we speak. And I wanted you to talk about that for a minute. You know,
okay.
Is it just the words, or is it the meaning behind the words? And this question actually came up today on the radio.
Right. It's basically the intent. And the intent you have may be wonderful. However, if the words you use are not wonderful, you won't get to that intent. So the thought comes, I want to be famous, I want to be rich, I want to be happy, I want to help people. And immediately you've got a response in your brain or in your unconscious mind that says, you know what, you can't have it all. It's all those limiting decisions that were given to you before you were 7 years old, or all the ones you made for yourself too. However, if you start thinking different words and start thinking, you know what, how can I get to that solution? What can I do? Who can I model? Who can I copy who's already done it successfully? And following in their footsteps, then you're likely to get to the correct intent, the correct successful result.
Yeah, because we don't really want to reinvent the wheel, do we?
No, not at all. The easiest way to do it is by copying someone else who's done it. And I guarantee there's nothing that we set out to do that hasn't been done before. Even with new inventions, it's simply a lot of the new inventions that are just a follow-on from things that have been done previously.
So there's this idea, and I want to talk about this for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was a conversation I had the other day with someone, and they said to me, well, you know why we ended up in this kind of financial state that we're in right now globally? And I said, well, no, I actually, you know, I mean, I don't have the details of that. I mean, is there something specific you're referring to? And their comment to me was, you know, there was this energy of greed, and there was this energy of, you know, less is not more. More is more. And that went global. And that's why we ended up where we were. Now, I'm not sure that I understand the simplicity of that comment, but I understand philosophically.
Yes.
And I wanted to ask you about that.
Right. The question is very interesting because in the book, in Every Word Has Power, what I say is, if I gave you $1 million today, what would you spend it on? And I've come to the point where I literally know what everyone would spend it on. It's a house, it's a car, it's travel. It's a bit of charity work and help the friends out, and that's it, the million's gone. And then if I say to them $5 million, they immediately think about buying more houses, more cars, more this, more that. And then if you take away all the limitations and say, what about $1 billion, you can actually see their minds working and thinking, what's important about life? And at that point, the only answer to that question is set up a foundation to help people. But it's simply that we've got too close to the details of, you know, stuff, and sometimes lost sight of the values that are underneath the stuff.
Do we think that we have to have more stuff in order to be able to be fulfilled? I want to talk to you about that when we come back from break.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what is this idea of stuff? Do we stuff ourselves with stuff so that we can feel more fulfilled? Does it really work? I mean,
right.
How much stuff? is enough stuff.
Exactly.
How much stuff? When are you stuffed with your stuff? That's what this question is
about.
That's
a good one.
Let's take a short break. What a really cool conversation. I have to tell you, I'm so honored to have Yvonne Oswald joining me here today. Dr. Yvonne Oswald, I might say. When we come back from break.
Almost.
We'll be talking about stuff. But more importantly, what are you going to be able to do right now in your life today to change it for the better? Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. We'll be right back.
Is your soul thirsty for love this Valentine's Day? Fill it up with Aqua Mantra's I Am Loved Water and feel the love with every conscious sip. You attract love into your reality when you're overflowing with love from within. Pick up a case of Aqua Mantra's award-winning premium natural spring water that flows from the abundant streams of Mount Palomar, California. Now in our brand new biodegradable and recyclable bottles. On sale at aquamantra.com/I Am Loved. And know you are loved.
Are you concerned about a specific health issue? Do you want to know what causes it? Are you ready to tap into the inner wisdom of your body and listen to what it is telling you? It's a scientific fact that your health condition, present circumstance, and excess weight are not the result of your diet, exercise regime, or genetic makeup. Your thoughts, feelings, and emotions all directly and specifically influence all your body functions, including heart rate, digestion, and organs. Anger is stored in the liver, resentment is stored in the gallbladder, and lack of support shows up in your back. Our bodies give us clues to how we have been thinking, feeling, and acting. Dr. Cal specializes in interpreting these clues, ignites your inner healer, and guides you step by step to continuous, positive, and lasting health changes. When you change your mind, you change your life. Get in your driver's seat today. Visit AskDrKel.com. That's AskDrKel.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Ready to manifest your heart's desire? Want to know the secret to navigating life's in-between times with confidence and skill? Ready, Set, Manifest with Life Coach Debbie Lacey offers real tools to coach yourself through the in-betweens and leaps in life. Say goodbye to being stuck and hello to Ready, Set, Manifest. Visit theinspiredcoach.com and join the next Ready, Set, Manifest telegathering. You're not lost. You're getting ready. Visit theinspiredcoach.com.
E-Cloth, the only cleaning solution you'll ever need. E-Cloth's fiber function does the cleaning, not a chemical reaction. Also, no paper towels or chemicals to buy, so you'll save lots of money. And E-Cloths are guaranteed to thoroughly clean for years, the whole time safer for you, your family, the environment, and saving you lots of money. As a Dr. Pat Show listener, get 20% off everything you order and free shipping. Go to ecloth.com, and when checking out, enter Dr. Pat. You'll never go back to cleaning any other way.
Reach your full potential and increase energy with the superfood of the Inca, Maca Magic. Maca naturally balances hormones, relieves symptoms of PMS, menopause, and erectile dysfunction. Maca increases energy, stamina, and endurance without caffeine. Visit macaroot.com. That's macaroot.com. Call 541-846-6222. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Nisama Living, where your optimal health begins with awareness, grows with knowledge, flourishes with proactive solutions, and is practiced as a way of life. Nisama Living is dedicated to wholeness of body, mind, and spirit. The Nisama Living Hour is coming to the Dr. Pat Show. Get ready to regain your natural balance. Take control of your health and vitality and build your foundation for wellness with Nisama Living on the Dr. Pat Show.
Remember,
For our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness, from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness, natural food for pets, where true wellness begins.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By, and we are having a thriving great time here. Yvonne Oswald joining me on the Dr. Pat Show, and Every Word Has Power. It's her award-winning, best-selling book, but that's not all about what she's about. We're not only going to be talking with you about how you can change your life like right now in this minute, but more importantly, we're going to be giving you something important. One of you out there will win something incredible today at the show. Mm-hmm. Yvonne, thank you so much for joining us. Let's take a minute and make sure we're giving out your website to folks out there.
Okay. It's www.globalwelcome.com, GLOBALwelcome.com.
So before the break, I was saying, we keep getting the stuff, and it's hard to know how much stuff is too much stuff. Honestly,
right.
we get to the place where we miss it when we don't have it,
yeah.
And that usually happens in times that kind of take a downturn.
It's true, and what was really interesting, I think one of the most defining moments of my life was when I was 21, I moved to South Africa with my then husband, and We took a nice destination package. They paid for you in those days to go out there. And funnily enough, the choice was between Canada and South Africa. And we chose South Africa because it was hot. That shows you how young we were, right?
Right.
Okay. No idea about, we just had no idea about the situation. We just thought, nice hot country, there you go. And a year after we got there, he wasn't working. And we just about bought furniture. We had a whole year with no furniture, and I was okay with that. We had just, a mattress on the floor and a couple of deck chairs and the suitcase we'd gone over there with. And then we started buying furniture, and then he didn't have a job anymore. And 12 months later, of course, there was no way we could get money from the government. There was only my salary coming in. And I started looking at the furniture and thinking about how much food it would buy.
I literally
went and sold all my wedding presents. I was literally counting out how much money I could get for a dining room table. And at that point, it suddenly occurred to me how meaningless stuff was. And I remember we literally had nothing in the cupboard, no food. It was the end of the month was a week away. And I managed to sell some curling tongs. And I actually bought almost a week's food with the curling tongs. And I was so thrilled. And I remember it being a real defining moment that was, stuff really isn't important.
It's such a defining moment,
mm-hmm.
that I don't really think we understand how dependent we are on things.
Yes.
And how absolutely limited they are in defining who we are.
Yes, I know. And I mean, at one point that following week, I was behind the supermarket with the black people, with the Zulus, actually digging in the garbage for old potatoes and things to eat.
Oh my gosh, wow.
I know. Mm. That's how poor we were. And it's funny because I actually felt good. I knew we would survive. And I just thought, we'll get through this. And I think you think that when you're young very easily. And as you get older, it's less easy to think like that.
Well, how did you get from that state of being to, this award-winning author on her way to her PhD, traveling the world, so
yeah.
to speak, talking to people, and really talking, about something that some people find really hard to believe.
Mm-hmm. I think it goes back to what you were saying before, that when you go through not good times,
mm-hmm.
you have to draw on so many resources. There's a lovely book that I was reading called Core Transformation by Connie Ray Andreas. And she asked you to look down on the timeline and see what happened when you went through a not easy time. And originally when I was looking down, the line gets very skinny and dark. And I kept thinking, yes, that wasn't a good time. And I suddenly noticed that it suddenly burst into a big ball of light like a diamond, and it suddenly occurred to me, during those not easy times, you need to draw on so much light, so much help, so much guidance from the angels, that you actually come out of it absolutely strong and powerful and brimming with light.
Mm.
That's why it flips so quickly. If you're on a real low point of your life, you can literally be on the floor one day, and the next day everything suddenly starts going right again.
Well, don't we all really look to the place where we want our lives to be absolutely beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are two things that I would love for you kind of to talk about. One is, you know, we live in this place of this enormous pop culture, which
mm-hmm.
will tell us how to do just about everything in our lives.
Yep. Yep.
And at the same time, in this country anyway, we're also part of this movement to produce radio and television
mm-hmm.
that doesn't really honor the dignity of the human spirit.
Mm.
And so then the question, you know, might be asked, what happens? Do we have any hope of getting the kind of support we need to provide the words, the vibration, so
mm-hmm.
that we truly can thrive?
I think we do. I think the reason that there's so much negative stuff on the TV is it appeals right now to to people who are going through issues because they relate to it. I mean, think back to the 50s when we were watching West Side Story last night, my daughter and I, and I remembered watching it, the gangs that used to be in the 50s, you know, the Teddies and the Rockers and all the Mods and everything, all the fights that went on. And they were physically living out their emotions. Now we're living out the emotions virtually, which is a kind of healthier state to be in. However, it's still not quite there, but we are moving towards living them virtually instead of having to hurt other people.
What is your most precious tip for people that might be considering their lives right now at an all-time low? And I know that we've talked about this for a good
mm-hmm.
2 years now,
mm-hmm.
but a lot of people thought we'd be coming out of it. But
yep.
when you're kind of sitting there and you're at
yep.
your last month of unemployment wages,
yep. Yep.
you know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying. And really, quite honestly, that whole big thing about the recession, et cetera, is simply because people decided there was a recession, and lo and behold, it came true. You know, I've made more money in the last 2 years than I've ever made in my life, so it's not necessarily that there is a recession. It's that there's
mm-hmm.
this a mentality around that. It's almost like a belief that sets in, like it kind of goes from person to person like a virus. And the clear thing is you have to learn to have fun in spite of it. If you can stay in the core state and think, right, what could I do today that's fun? Getting out into the fresh air, just going for a walk, things that don't even cost money. One of the things that I thought of the other day was I was really working a lot. I do 15-hour days right now. And I suddenly thought, I haven't painted in ages. You know, I've got the paints, I've got the paper, and I actually started taking the paper out and paints. Now I've got some beautiful spring flowers, and I was thinking, this is wonderful. I'm going to enjoy doing watercolors. And it really lifts your spirit to do things you did when you were a teenager. That's really, if you can get back to what you used to do as a teenager, you'll suddenly get that hope back again.
Well, and then this is the thing now that leads to this, because as I'm listening to you talk about, well, what did I do? Well, I just thought, let's take out some paint, let's have some fun.
Mm-hmm.
So here's really the dilemma of being part of a movement and a society which says you should be working. To actually
mm-hmm.
stop and have fun is
yeah.
almost a violation of somebody's personal work ethic. You know what
yeah.
I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, because, like,
because you
think, I have to get work, I have to get work. And that's like trying to remember someone's name that's on the tip of your tongue. The more you go for it, the less available it is. As soon as you think, oh, I'll remember it later, I'll do something different, it just pops in. And you've got to almost like allow God to do his job for you.
Mm.
You know, when you're trying to do it with your conscious mind, it's not going to work because your conscious mind is only 10% of your results. You
mm-hmm.
have to leave it to the 90% because all change is unconscious and all learning is unconscious. So, you know, doing something fun gives your conscious mind some time off and allows your unconscious mind to get its job done.
Well, and this is really what we're going
right?
to be talking about when we come back from break
yeah.
because we're just warming up here on the Dr.
Mm-hmm.
Pat Show. Yvonne Oswald is here. She is in the house. We're thrilled to have her here. And when we come back, we'd love to make a few announcements, but we've got a great gift for all of you out there. We have a toll-free number as well. If you have questions, if you want to get some help tonight, if you want to get unstuck, give us a shout, 888-815-9756, 888-815-9756. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about what the next level of work is that Yvonne has so brilliantly done and how you, too, can tap into it to change your life for good. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
When was the last time you were flabbergasted? Well, I was the first time I cleaned with this cloth named E-Cloth. E-Cloth claims perfect cleaning with just water on all hard surfaces and no chemicals. I started with my windows, then stovetop, and then the refrigerator. I was totally flabbergasted on how well E-Cloth cleaned everything. And I did it without exposing my family to potential health-harmful chemical cleaners. Also with E-Cloth, there's no paper towels, chemicals to buy, so you'll save money. And they're guaranteed to thoroughly clean for years. As a Dr. Pat Show listener, you'll get 20% off everything you order and free shipping. Go to eCloth.com, and when checking out, enter Dr. Pat. That's eCloth.com, 20% off everything, free shipping. You'll never go back to cleaning any other way.
Living your life to the max means that you can have everything you want. Empowerment psychic Linda Dickinson can show you where you're headed and teach you how to change your future. Linda will share with you the messages of those who have passed before you. For a private session, visit InMyFuture.com or call 800-206-9096. Listen to Linda Dickinson on The Dr. Pat Show. Call in and hear how you can be the producer, director, and lead in your life. Today is the day to start living your life to the max. How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you tired of a diet roller coaster? Tired of losing the weight only to gain it back again? Would you like to learn how to take the weight off once and for all? This is Cheryl Manchester from Positive Changes Hypnosis, where we help thousands of clients reach their goals and stay there. Make a lasting change in your life. Call Positive Changes in Bellevue at 888-311-7157 to schedule a free consultation. That's 888-311-7157.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. We're so thrilled that we can, you know, just hang out with you again here. And for more information about us, we want to make sure everybody out there knows how to get to the Dr. Pat Show. If you've missed any part of this, definitely you're going to want to take another listen to it when you get a chance. Give us a shout at www.thedrpatshow.com or simply drpatlive.com. We're having a great time tonight, a great time with, you know, my friend and colleague, Yvonne Oswald. We're taking your questions. I've got a bunch of them coming in through instant messaging. I also want to mention that you can give us a call. As I said before, you can give us a call very easily. And we'll give you that number in a moment. Yvonne, one of the things I wanted to ask you is, I mean, I know that people are listening, and they're going to want some things to have in their possession. They're going to want some things that, you know, what can I do now? How can I help myself right now?
Right.
And I know that you have some things that people can download or that we're going to make available for them to download. You might tell us about that.
I've just gone onto my own site, actually, funnily enough, and it actually says a bit, I talk about the new kit that's coming out, first of all, and then just below that it says, click here for your free gift, and you can actually download an MP3 version of Abundance Now. And it's actually a really, really lovely CD, a hypnosis CD. You listen to it every day, and it totally takes you into that really nice place of high energy where you just feel like you've got hope. There's some hidden instructions in that to make you actually get abundance in your life.
Well,
that's actually from the website.
I think it's incredible. And, you know, part of the instant messages and questions that are coming in are around that. You know, I've got one here, and well, let me just go through and give it to you. Instant messages are always done like text messages, just so you know, Yvonne. I mean,
right.
We got like a half a sentence here. The question is, how do you turn off the voice and the feeling of less than and what people are saying?
Right.
Oh, how do you turn off the voice, the feeling of less than, and how do you turn off what people will say? What people will say.
Okay.
Ooh.
Interesting.
I got a hot flash just thinking about that.
Yeah, I know. Well, turning off the things your relatives say is a lot less easy than turning off things other people say. What happens is if you get your switch buddy and start working on your changing your language, you start actually working from the prefrontal cortex. Now, a really, really simple way to access the prefrontal cortex is by keeping your chin up. So if you physiologically, so if everybody, if you sit up straight, get your back straight, and put your chin up, literally, not much, it only needs to be about an inch up, and then become aware of what's on the right and what's on the left. And if you even stare upwards, that even takes you to that high energy place even more. And as you stare upwards and simply, or stare at the wall and become aware of what's on the right and the left, you literally are starting to use a different part of your brain. You're using the prefrontal cortex. So if you're with people who are not saying nice things or wanting to, you know, put you down or whatever, if you're in that state, you will not access the low energy emotions. You'll simply observe them and be aware of them and not actually be able to access the low energy. It's a real cool trick.
How do you turn off that voice in your brain that so many of us deal with on a regular basis?
Right.
I mean,
and that,
you know what that sounds like,
I
right?
I know what that's like. Yes, that's like, I had that for years. Literally doing the mind magic. On page 103 of Every Word Has Power, the mind magic technique where you clear a negative emotion in less than a minute, it's really, really simple. It's also available on the website. If you go to globalwelcome.com, it says free info. I'm looking at it now. And if you click that, it will take you to Mind Magic, and you actually just follow the instructions and clear the negative emotions and limiting beliefs real fast.
So you travel the world. You're in front of a lot of people.
Yeah.
I want to ask you, you know, now that you've written the book's a best-selling book, you're an award-winning author, and so forth, you know, what's the next step of this for you, Yvonne?
The next step for me personally is to get out to as many people as possible. So I want some more speaking engagements. I want to travel more. I mean, I was in India in August. I was in LA. I was in Seattle. I was everywhere last year. I've done tours of Canada already. And I'm really happy to go anywhere anyone wants to get me, just to talk to people, just to be out there. Because reading the book's one thing, standing in front of people and demonstrating it is a whole different thing. And it's very exciting to pass on that knowledge. So the more travel, the better, as far as I'm concerned.
So you want to get out and you want to take this message out into the world in a very big way.
Yes,
you've been out there already, and I want to ask you, what is it that people are saying? As you went out and you went touring and you went city to city and you did that thing that a lot of people, you know, go out and do, what did you find out there? I mean, I'm curious to know.
They're really receptive. Getting them through the door is the one thing. I mean, it's just getting them to actually come to the class, because a lot of people want to do it virtually these days. They want to do teleseminars. They want to listen to it. And then they listen to it very nicely, and they don't activate it in their life. If I'm there, you actually have to activate something, because I'm going to make you join in. I'm going to make you, you know, I'm going to get your commitment that you will join in, that you will follow these steps. And I make it really easy for people to follow the steps, you know, and that's what I love to do. In fact, people have said, you know, have you got any workshops with the Every Word Has Power? A lady from Florida, from Sarasota, is actually putting on a workshop, a three-day workshop at the end of April for me, on April 24th weekend, and we're putting on 3 days of this stuff, and I'm really excited about it. So if anybody wants to email me, I can send them details. We've just not got the printout done yet, but it's all ready to roll.
So this is what's happening. It's catching on in a way that, of course, some of us knew it would, you know, because some of us that have known you for a little bit here, and understand the power of the work that you do.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, it's so natural for people to want more of it and want more of it in a way that they can't even imagine until they sort of get the first taste of it, so to
speak. Right.
You know what
That's
I mean?
Right. Mm-hmm. And you know what's really interesting is I'm hearing it in the media now. I'm hearing it in the press. I'm hearing about words. I'm hearing about people saying no problem and saying, is that a problem? Why is that a problem? And it's just very, even my husband said the other day, he said, do you realize that I'm hearing people in supermarkets talking about words and how important they are? And I'm like, yeah, I know. It's not only, and I don't believe that's necessarily, it's certainly a huge part, you know, the book. However, it's also because the tipping point is happening where people are finally becoming aware of it. There's the unconscious knowledge that Rupert Sheldrake said that we would all get. Once you get to the tipping point, everybody catches on. It's good.
You think part of the conversation, Yvonne, is that the old ways just are not working anymore?
They're not
anymore, period.
Because we don't live in jungles anymore. We don't. We live much more conceptually these days. And therefore, you have to have a conceptual reality. I mean, using words like hate, there's no way that should even be in our vocabulary anymore. And as soon as it disappears from the vocabulary, then the concept also will disappear.
There are some words we use every day, and you just mentioned one of them.
Yeah.
Just addressing some of the instant messages I have here, we certainly, you talked about how do you turn off the voice and feeling of less than. I want to talk about the feeling of less than part of this question from, one of our listeners.
Mm-hmm.
There's this feeling that you get some days where you don't really know if you're going to be able to pull yourself up or if you really are worth your dream. I mean, this is my dream. This is what you have.
Yeah.
And you wake up some days and you think, wait a minute, this must be Yvonne's dream.
Mm-hmm. Right. And you know what the best thing to do on those days? Go back to bed. So you're not well. Yep.
Just go back to
Literally,
bed, right?
Just go back to bed, read a book, get a romance novel, watch TV, treat yourself very kindly, have a baby day. My daughter used to have them every now and again. She'd start getting not well, and I'd say, instead of getting not well, could we just give you a baby day? And she'd like, yes, please. She would immediately get better. We'd have a baby day. I'd treat her as though she was very young again, and I'd put a blanket on her, let her watch TV. And within 24 hours, she was up and running and feeling great. And we don't give ourselves baby days when we're adults. We tend to think we should be adults all the time.
Well, we tend to think we really don't have time, nor do we deserve to take care of ourselves in that way.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, don't you think that's one of the greatest challenges we have right now, especially, I will say, women right now in this country are really struggling with the idea of taking care of themselves.
Exactly. Because we tend to think, we have to do more and more and more and more, instead of thinking it would be really nice to have so many hours a day that we allocate to that more and more, and then the rest of the time just enjoy. Because that's what we're working for when all's said and done. It's actually to have a life, and we're not living to work, we're working to live.
What is it that you want to share about, certainly, every word has power, but about how we can best serve ourselves in creating a language that is all about thriving.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, imagine everything we say. Well, of course you do imagine it because you're the author of Every Word Has Power.
Yeah, right.
For the rest of us out here, what does an entire day and then an entire week and then a month and then a life look like when all we really talk about or the words that we use just have that level of all good? It's all good.
Mm-hmm. And of course, as soon as you say it's all good, your unconscious mind says, no, it's not. Here you go. I'll show you just how not all good it is. Because if you've got any limiting beliefs in the way, your unconscious mind says, can I just show you what you really think? It's kind of interesting. And what happens initially, that does actually happen. It seems to be that when you start clearing those clouds away, your unconscious mind goes, woohoo, garage sale. Let me show you some more that we need to clear out. And of course, you think it's not working because you go into low energy emotions. In actual fact, it's working brilliantly because, after someone has a therapy session with me, I'll say to them, be aware that this week you're going to feel great and you're going to feel really not so great sometimes. If you're feeling great, enjoy it. If you're feeling not so great, just think that your unconscious mind's found a cupboard that you didn't clear out. And so, what happens is then people go, okay, I get it. It's not that it's not working. It's that it is working.
and it's juicy. We're going to take a short break when we come back. We're going to be talking with Yvonne Oswald about mind magic. What is it, that thing she said a few minutes ago? Mind magic. What is it? How do you get some? And what's going to happen once you have it? Let's take a short break on the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. We'll be right back in a minute, everyone. Stay tuned.
Are you sick and tired of feeling sick and tired? Do you have excess weight you can't seem to lose? Have you been living at less than your optimal health? Your body gives you powerful information on how you've been living in your mind. Dr. Kell specializes in revealing the underlying mental and emotional causes of disease and works with you to ignite your inner healer, create continuous positive change, and heal your body. Ready to uncover the roadblocks to your health and healing? Visit her website at AskDrKell.com. That's AskDrKell.com.
Sign up for the weekly newsletter to get advance notice of guests, events, and special offers. Visit thedrpatshow.com and get ready to live life all out.
Is Egypt calling you? Join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman for an initiatory journey to Egypt, May 2010. Picture yourself meditating in the Great Pyramid, cruising down the Nile on a private sailing yacht, and exploring ancient temples in exclusive visits. For a journey that expands your consciousness and opens your heart, call 866-903-6463 or visit EgyptIsCalling.com.
Hi, this is Anna Luque, author of The Yoga Diet. Based on scientific research, this lifestyle has been carefully formulated to promote weight loss and boost the immune system. The Yoga Diet will help you achieve overall balance and radiant health, even if you suffer from lactose and gluten intolerance, yeast infections, digestive problems, and more. Consuming yogurt daily is an excellent way to optimum health and ideal weight, and the yogurt I recommend is Greek God's Greek Yogurt. So thick and creamy. Greek Gods yogurt is simply yogurtlicious. Greek Gods yogurt is full of probiotic bacteria, good for overall health. And it's made with all natural ingredients in the same tradition yogurt has been made in Greece for centuries.
Try the Greek Gods popular honey yogurt or the tangy yet subtly sweet pomegranate. Don't forget to try the new Greek Gods kefir cheese spread. Great for dips or as a healthy substitute for sour cream. Be happy. Go Greek. Experience the myth.
Are you tired of just surviving? Would you like to learn how to thrive? Make 2010 the start of a whole new you. Take charge by enrolling in your own personal boot camp offered by Sharon Roy of Raising Grace Coaching. In just 28 days, you will learn how to rise above your emotions and follow your heart to a life of peace, joy, and purpose. You will tap the power of your own imagination and higher wisdom to create emotional breakthrough strategies that work for you. Start thriving today. Visit RaisingGrace.com or call 401-588-1799.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By, and thriving is what I like to talk about. We're better known as the vibe of thrive. And someone asked me, and I'm going to ask my guest Yvonne Oswald today, someone said to me, you know, why are you using the theme, Dr. Pat? Why are you using the theme thriving again in 2010? You know, why say that? Aren't we thriving all the time? And I thought, you know, let me just ask you about that. Mm-hmm. And the answer that I actually gave them was, I said, I don't deny that we're not thriving all the time. I think we're just forgotten a little bit. So, yeah. I mean, people are real mindful, especially people in the New Thought community. It's like, whoa, no, don't say thriving again. That means that you're admitting that you stopped thriving. Yeah. I don't know, Yvonne. It's kind of made me a little stressed out.
You know what? Just keep with the thriving, because people don't typically thrive. People typically just survive. You know,
no
they get
kidding.
Through the day, they get through the next day, and they think they're thriving because they're managing to keep their head just above water. They're not realizing that they could be swimming gracefully and thoroughly enjoying it. You know, and it's getting from that that state of, we were talking about the stress idea, that, you know, in the corporate world, people talk about releasing the stress. They don't talk about relaxing. And they don't realize that relaxing is a beautiful state where you can produce a heck of a lot more than if you just, you know, de-stressed.
Well, there's been studies that say if you take a 20-minute nap in the afternoon, that's going to be like, you know, you're going to have a great day after that.
Yeah. Even if you just take 5 minutes every hour and just walk around the room, you'll do it. Here's an interesting tip that I found recently.
Yeah.
What happens is when you are feeling not good, when you're not thriving, or when you think you're thriving, it's just actually the word is stress. Your tongue sticks to the roof of your mouth, and your diaphragm sticks to the roof of your rib cage. So what's really interesting, if you simply release your tongue and take a deep breath and release the diaphragm, your body's flooded with endorphins, and you immediately feel more calm.
So are you leading the, let's say, the campaign to reach out so that people can tap into their creative nature? Because I don't know how creativity and stress can coexist. You know
exactly
what I'm saying?
Exactly that. They can't. When you're being creative, when you're thoroughly passionate and excited about life, stress doesn't happen. Because it becomes a pleasurable thing to do. You know, I mean, when I'm writing a new book, when I'm onto new thought processes, I'm up till 5 a.m. sometimes on the computer, just researching, just thinking through thoughts, and it's the most exciting process. It's real fun. And then usually after I go to sleep and I wake up, I've got a new technique that really clears whatever it was I was working on. And that's the creative, that's the tapping into that source. The excitement is the hotline to God. I truly believe that.
So the many people that will listen to this show and also listen to the archives of this show as, you know, we kind of move forward here, will probably want to have the next step of this. Mm-hmm. Certainly getting the book is a great place to start.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But what do you have planned for people sort of in this next go-around?
I have on April the 4th, I have a kit that's coming out, and it's a 144-page book. It's got 3 action plans in it, 21-day action plans, with very, very simple steps. I actually started out with quite a strong, complex steps. I thought, you know what, let's make it 3 tiny things to do every day, because over 21 days, it will become a habit, and, you know, you actually change much faster. So one of the plans is for health, wealth, and abundance, health and wealth, health and physical health and wellness. One of the other plans is wealth and abundance, and the other plan is for relationships. And at the beginning of the book, I go into a lot of goal setting and motivation tips, how to get yourself into that high energy state. There's also a 32-card action pack with the kit, and there's also, it will be on Amazon as well, it'll be available on Amazon. It's called Your Every Word Has Power Kit, and there's also 2 success CDs with 4 tracks.
So this is really a way for people to take that next step in their lives,
yeah,
and really embed, you know, and this is really what we're talking about is becoming, so to speak.
Mm. Yes.
You know, what you're really saying is this is a way of life. This is not an option. This is not a switch you flip on when you want to. This is really an invitation to a new way of living.
It is. And then the health and wellness, I realized that I didn't want everybody to rush out and change the whole way of eating and living and all the rest of it. It's as simple as, you know, doing exercises. While the kettle's boiling, you can be doing some stretches. You know, when you're doing some dishes, you can be actually, you know, doing knee bends or whatever. As you get out of bed in the morning, jumping up and down 3 times. Very, very simple steps that really start you thinking differently. Because the unconscious mind loves the excitement and difference. It loves change because that's its survival mechanism. Any time there's a change, your unconscious mind's on high alert because it says, whoa, something's happening here. Could it be life-threatening? That's its basic thought pattern, is it has to help the body survive. So change is good in as much as it makes your unconscious mind join in with you. When everything's same old, same old, it's just a program that's running that doesn't need any attention. So you introduce in little changes here and there will keep your unconscious mind actually working with you nicely.
You know, this is also, you know, part of how we get to reinvent and recreate ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
I was listening to Dr. Joe Dispenza the other night, and he was talking about sort of the neuroscience and, you know, the new information, the new research on connectors in our brain and how we rewire things.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is the sky the limit here?
Yes, it really is. It's really very interesting because the more you go into it, the more you realize that we're moving towards telepathy. We're moving towards being all one. And I had a really, really interesting thought the other day. I was thinking, you know, why is it that we all have to be responsible for our own stuff, our own universe? And the message I had that came to my head was, we're all one. You're responsible for your universe the same way I'm responsible for my universe. However, it's when if one person isn't being responsible for their own universe, then we are not all one anymore. So moving towards the oneness is that everybody's responsible for themselves and for everybody else as well.
And we really need to get that soon.
Yeah.
We really need to understand that conceptually.
I believe it's going there. I do. You know, things like Haiti, things like, New Orleans, really people are actually starting to become aware of what's going on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And to participate in the green idea, you know, the idea that we can save the planet, we can help the planet, we can actually move towards.
And we've actually demonstrated that this is true.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, folks used to say, it's pie in the sky. You're never going to have a movement.
Exactly.
You're never going to be able to create this. I mean, this of course, was the language around this. But, you know, that's kind of old news right now.
Yeah. Oh, I remember in the 60s, we used to laugh at the green people, you know, in their boats offshore, you know, and we used to say, what are you doing? You know, and yet that green became the good word within 20 years from there.
It
always starts with one person.
I mean, don't you think we're also creating a different movement, especially in the media?
Yeah.
I mean, aren't we in some way seeing a shift and a change in the different kinds of things that are being broadcast globally?
Yes, it's true. And there's a lot more hope. If you look in the news these days, they actually do bring a lot more good news stories in, even more than 10 years ago, say. It was all, you know, what wasn't working. Suddenly we're starting to see what is working. Even the front page of the newspaper, you'll see happy stories now. That never used to be the case.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
This has been a great conversation and a great show.
Yeah,
thank you so much for joining the show today.
Great. You're very welcome, Pat. Anytime.
Well, let's make sure everybody knows how to find out more about you and also get the download. You want to tell folks, again, your website?
Yep, it's globalwelcome.com, G-L-O-B-A-L, welcome.com. And the download is just a little bit down from the video that's up there. If you go to, it says get a free gift, and you just type your name and email in, and it just says download your free Abundance Now MP3. And it's really good. If you listen, it's 20-odd minutes. If you listen to it every day, what you'll find is out in a couple of days, you'll start to feel good without knowing why.
I love it. Thank you so much for the great conversation, great show. You're absolutely amazing. Thank you, Yvonne.
Oh, yes. And you, Pat, too. Bye. God bless.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
I want to thank you for tuning in to the Dr. Pat Show, everyone. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. For more information about us, as I've said before, just go to our website, www.thedrpatshow.com. And remember, everyone listening to this show has the ability to thrive. It's right there in front of you. We'll see you next time on the Dr. Pat Show. Well, I got up and I fell down.